Thank you, everyone, for coming. My name is Tim Duffy. I'm the president of the Music Maker Relief Foundation. It's a local nonprofit based here in Hillsboro. We have our offices on Corbin Street. It's been around for 17 years. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping keeping the roots of American music alive and prosper. And we do this through our different programs, sustenance program. A lot of artists are living in poverty, and we help with a needed medicine, musical development. Like tonight, we help artists make a CD. Cultural access, where we turn on thousands of people or tens of thousands of people throughout the world through performances, radio, and such. And so we have a nice privilege tonight to have one of my mentors and one of the great Southern scholars of folkways and folklore give a few remarks on Pure Fae. I was blessed one day when Bill Ferris called me. He wanted to introduce me to a Tuscarora musician. And Pure Fae came and played for me. The next week, I met a French talent scout, a Hungarian gypsy, that was looking for an Indian blues singer for a label in France. So I was like, oh, I know one. We sent her some tapes. They met each other. Pure Fae had an instant success out in Europe. And this will be her fourth record on the Dixie Frog label. And she's introduced me to the Deer Clan singers and to Todd's music maker, all about the indigenous ways and music of North Carolina and throughout the Americas. So she's a great educator for me and the world. So without further ado, let me bring on Mr. William Ferris.
Thank you, Tim. It's such an honor to be here tonight. And this is called the Shared Visions Facility. That's what's happening tonight. And who better to share it with than Tim and Denise Duffy, whom I regard as national treasures. I first met Tim when he was a high school student in New Haven, and I was teaching at Yale. And many years later, we reconnected here in North Carolina. And I discovered that was, for both of us, a journey to honor and support the great music of the American South. So tonight, we're really honoring a legacy that Tim and Denise do and that Pure Fae does in a very special way. Marcy and I were in Europe this summer. I've just done a blues book, and we were there doing programs on it in France and Italy. And everywhere we went, people were talking about Pure Fae. They had her CDs, they wanted the new ones. They were also talking about the Carolina Chocolate Drops, all Music Maker groups. And they look at Music Maker like the holy grail of music. I teach a course every fall called Southern Music at the University of North Carolina. And the first year I taught it, I had a section I just developed on Indian music, and Pure Fae came with Willie Lowry, and we were breathless when they began to sing. It was so moving, and it was after that that I introduced her to Tim, and the rest is history. When we think of Pure Fae, she is many things to many people. She is a mother, a singer, a songwriter, a poet, a musician, an artist, and a dancer. She's known for founding the first Native women's a cappella trio, Eulalie, quite important. She's part of a group of incredible young musicians who are changing the face of American music, and they include the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They are also changing how we understand the South. And in Pure Fae's case, she is reinventing how we understand Native American music and its relationship to Southern music. We're beginning to appreciate the Indian ancestry of Muddy Waters, Diana Ross, Charlie Patton, Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash, and yes, Elvis Presley. So we're looking at tonight and hearing truly a national treasure. And the Poudrefe Trio, who are performing tonight and who are recording and will be traveling both here and in Europe, include Peter Knutson and Carrie Morin. They are changing the face of the South and of Southern music. And when you change Southern music, you change the music of the world. And it's our great honor and pleasure to see it as it's happening in North Carolina, the seedbed of this music, with Poudrefe and Music Maker and Jay Miller and all of you joining hands. It's an extended family. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn this over to the Poudrefe Trio. Please join me in a round, warm welcome for our evening's performers.